part two. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense
with John and Scott. All right, AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott. And it's episode 62,
part two. John. Yeah. And this is another tune from Sons of Butcher. And I have not received my record yet, and I don't know why. I'm going to have to talk to Ricky Butcher about that. But I'm looking forward to sending them our address and them sending us some stuff, because there's no way we can get their TV show here in the States, because they're up in Canada.
Well, they did send us the MP3 of them creating the Fuck the Shit song, which you can hear in episode 62, part one, John.
Yeah, but I recommend everybody who listens to our show that they check out sonsofbutcher.com and buy their new record that just came out. You can also download all the tunes from last year's episodes for free, which this song is on.
Nice.
It's called Hate Triangle.
But well, John.
But anyways, I want to clear something up real quick.
Oh, you got to clear something up. Okay. Clear it up, man.
I said last week, I think it was last week, that Trevor Zebarth was the artist behind the show, but it's not. It's Jay Zebarth.
Oh, we have a TTN correction.
Yeah, I screwed up.
We're going to need a sound bump. Is that what you call it? For a TTN correction, because we screw up a lot. We have a lot of corrections. You know what I'm saying, Joe?
Well, I could do this. Give myself a big bonk.
You could.
Or break my dick.
Now, John.
Or give myself a dick break.
Now, in episode, in part one of this episode, we celebrated Arnold's birthday. But.
That's right.
It is Arnold's birthday today, which is on a Sunday, but our show doesn't get on the internets until Monday or Tuesday.
Right.
I'm Adam Gibson.
So when you listen to this, it'll be a day after, 2 days after, maybe. Hello, who knows PewDiePie. When you download the thing. You may download it 3 months from now.
Yeah.
Don't be ridiculous.
Arnold's birthday is today, Sunday.
That
would be July 30th, John, 2006. Yeah. He's 59 years old.
You know, I'd like to make him a cake, but you know what he said?
No.
You should not drink and bake.
Yeah. So that was all done.
Oh,
I said, I said, fuck you, man.
This man is totally insane.
That's what he had to say.
I met him once and I mistook him for a fireman. And you know what he told me?
What was that?
I'm a cop, you idiot.
I'm a cop, you idiot.
Oh, that's what he said. You know what I told him?
Stop shouting. I'm not deaf. Chill out. Dickwad.
We got a lot of celebrity news, John, but before we get to that, I pulled this off the Slate magazine. They have Dear Prudence. It's like a Dear Abby kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I read this, and I was so intrigued by the question, and I wanted to know the answer, and the answer exceeded my expectations.
Really?
So let me read the question. This is somebody,
this is
a woman calling out for help on the internets, John. And when I need real help, I go to the internets. Don't you, John?
Oh, yeah.
And I post.
I do.
Let me get
some music for you. Here,
okay.
Scott.
Give me some backing.
Let me get a little bed here.
I am a 20-something woman who recently got married. I love my husband dearly, and our intimate relationship seems to be fine. However, an incident occurred that I just cannot get over. Late one night after watching television in another room, John, I walked into our bedroom and discovered my husband taking care of his needs himself. I ran right out of the bedroom, extremely embarrassed and shocked, because it was totally unexpected and made me feel I wasn't enough to fulfill his needs. I had been previously told by my hubby that he did that sort of thing only when I was out of commission for a week or so.
Oh.
Once a month. You know what I'm saying, John?
Yeah.
Afterward, when I tried to let him know how I felt, he told me that it didn't have anything to do with me. It just feels good, and that it would never that I would never understand. That may be true, but I still hurt. It still hurt my feelings, and I have repeatedly tried to tell him.
Christ.
So since the incident, now I'm afraid to go into our bedroom when he's in there by himself, and you should be. Am I wrong to feel this way? Dazed and confused, newlywed.
Wow.
And here's the response. Now, how would you respond to this woman, John?
Quit your crying.
It would be a one-line thing. Quit your crying. That would be it? Quit your crying.
Pretty much. No, it'd be more like this.
Stop whining.
That's what I'd say.
Stop whining.
You son of a bitch.
Stop it.
Well, here's what Dear Prudence
Maybe
says.
She ran in there going,
stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
You psychopathic bitch.
Oh, I just markered my shorts. All right, then. Here's what Dear Prudence replied.
All right.
And I was very, I might start reading Dear Prudence on a daily basis now because I love the wisdom that she, I can't think of the word. There you go. Dear Dazed, if this were Victorian England, I would be understandably, it would be understandable that you fled the bedroom after finding your husband engaged in the shame of self-abuse. Since it's not, and all he was doing was going solo, and you say he's not withholding sex from you, you're beating this to death. He's right. It's not about you.
Oh, I love the double entendre there. He's beating this to death.
Are you a
Peter Pepper? No, she says you're beating this to death.
Yeah, right.
You two are young but inexperienced and perhaps by nature a little prudish. One of the great delights of marriage is that it is a safe and loving place to experience easy intimacy with another. Instead of making this unexpected encounter one of horror and humiliation, why not use it as a lesson that you need to be more open to your husband? To help you get there, go to the bookstore and look at some of the books on sexuality. That old chestnut, The Joy of Sex, would be a good place to start. Also, consider listening to John and Scott of Total Talk Nonsense. And for goodness sake, don't be afraid to enter your own bedroom. Maybe next time you can offer to give your husband a hand. Well done, Dear Prudence.
Very nice.
Now, we have a lot of celebrity news, John.
We do.
A lot.
No doubt.
But I think we should start
the
celebrity news. Oh, you know
talking.
What? Before we get to celebrity news, I got a couple quick stories. Metallica relents and signs with iTunes.
Oh.
At least the members of Metallica still have a sense of humor. The heavy metal heroes have announced in a new message that they are taking a bold step of selling their music via digital download by an upstart outfit who we feel may very well have a bright future. The humor is due to the precipitation, the perception of Metallica as entrenched foes of all things downloadable. A reputation earned by the band's hostile activism against Napster and its file sharing culture. So Metallica is
bullshit
now on iTunes, John.
They could have done that so much better.
They could have.
Way better.
It's all Lars's fault.
Oh, totally. Big fucking baby. Big baby.
Well, listen to me, Lars. I'd just like to say, I just don't like what they're doing. Napster. I don't like what the fuck's going on. They're stealing billions of dollars from us.
I mean, fuck.
Admit it. You're totally and completely gay.
It totally sucks, man.
It totally sucks. Because
I was thinking, I was looking at these paintings and I was like, fuck.
You know?
Hey, you suck dicks. The fuck you waiting for, bitch? Start sucking.
That's what
that reminds
me. Start sucking.
I heard Sergeant Hartman in there and it reminds me, John.
Yeah.
We have to get together our top five, which I've turned into the top 10 characters of all time in cinema history.
Yeah, I'll work on that while I'm away. Of course, I'm going to be away, so we're not going to have a PCast unless we do a Skype.
Skype cast, which means I would have to come over, unlock your house, get in here, and you'd Skype me?
No.
How would that work?
This laptop is mine.
Oh, nice. And I can Skype you.
My wife will have hers, and I'll have two laptops.
Well, let's do an ad hoc John on Vacation podcast.
Could do that, yeah.
We'll do like an hour. Catch up on see what you're doing out in Arizona.
I'll do it poolside.
And see what I'm doing here in the States.
Yeah, no doubt.
Oh, you'll still be in the States. What am I talking about, stupid subject?
You stupid. Yeah. Welcome to the septic.
All right, let's get on to celebrity news. And to start out celebrity news, we have an audio clip. Now, I've seen probably about 5 minutes of this show. This is one of these, it's kind of like an American Idol show, but it's with models.
American
right?
Idol.
The America's Next Model, they call it, right? So they get all these babes, I guess you could call them.
Yeah.
And Tyra Banks is the host. And Tyra Banks also has her own talk show, and I heard Tyra Banks wants to be the next Oprah. That's what I heard. Anyway, Tyra Banks is smoking hot, in my opinion. But anyway, let's get on with it. So here in this clip, we're going to hear what happens is they vote these models off, right?
Oh, dude, you poured a big ass knob creek on me, man.
No doubt.
Damn.
So when they get voted off, they get to say their goodbyes to their other model friends. And then Tyra has a closing word for them.
Okay.
So it's kind of a long clip, but it builds up and it ends very nicely.
Okay.
So let's try to stay tuned to this. And whenever you're ready, John.
Sophia, I'm extremely disappointed in you. This is a joke to you.
That's Tyra talking.
You've been through anger management. You've been through your grandmother getting her lights turned off to buy you a swimsuit for this competition. And you go over there and you joke and you laugh. This is serious to this girl.
It's serious. America's Next Model is serious.
I'm hurt. I am. But I can't change it, Tyra. I've been...
Yes, you can.
No, you can't change what?
I'm sick of crying about stuff that I cannot change. I'm sick of being disappointed. I'm sick of all of this. I'm not.
You're not sick of being disappointed.
Yeah, definitely.
Obviously, I am.
No, you're not. If you were sick of being disappointed, you would stand up and you would take control of your destiny. Do you know that you have
possibility
to win?
Destiny.
Do you know that all of America is rooting for you? Do you know that?
Right
on. You come in here and you treat this like a joke. You come in here and look at that and say, I can't read that. You read 10 times better than half of those
girls
over there.
She's starting to get pissed.
Yeah. Because she's getting all street.
And you come in here with a defeatist attitude. I don't have a bad attitude. Maybe I am angry inside. I've been through stuff, so I'm angry.
Yes.
But this is not...
Be quiet, everybody.
Be quiet.
That's what is wrong with you.
Stop it!
Ba-ba-ga-go.
I have never in my life yelled at a girl like this.
Stop it.
When my mother yells at this, it's because she loves me.
Stop it.
I was rooting for you. We were all rooting for you. How dare you?
Yes.
How dare you?
Correct.
Yes.
You go to bed at night, you lay there, you take responsibility for yourself.
Do it now.
Nobody's going to take responsibility for you.
It has to end here.
You roll in your eyes and you act like this because you've heard it all before. You've heard it all before. You don't know where the hell I come from. You have no idea what I've been through. But I'm not a victim. I grow from it and I learn.
You
take
idiot.
Responsibility for yourself.
Yourself.
And that's a girl.
So Tyra just goes insane on this woman.
But I hope you live in a broken my fist because I'm going to ram it into your stomach and break your goddamn spine.
And the audio doesn't do it justice, John. You need to go out to YouTube and look
for that.
And
see her flip it out.
And see her flip out and see all the other models. They have look like, oh my God.
Holy shit. They're all
she
like.
She went off.
I'm going back to Hooters. Fuck this noise. I'm going back to Hooters. Because you know, eventually somebody's going to say.
You use your tongue prettier than a $20 whore.
It's already been said to me, John.
Oh, nice.
So, all right. So we start out celebrity news with Tyra Banks.
Celebrity.
Check that out on YouTube if you can find it. It's much funnier when you see the video. But in other celebrity news, John, Madonna will start out our celebrity news tonight.
Oh.
Madonna. And we should play the poopy song before we get into the celebrity news. Do you have that handy?
Feces, poopy, we're going to talk about duty. Feces, poopy, we're going to talk about duty. Feces, poopy, we're going to talk about duty.
Duty,
poopy,
duty, duty, duty,
duty.
Duty. Madonna, get this, John.
Yeah,
Madonna. Requires a brand spanking new toilet seat every stop.
Come on.
On her mega grossing confessions tour.
Ugh.
That is one big pile of shit.
It must be wrapped in plastic so her people can open it, and then she demands it be disposed of immediately after she leaves the venue so no one can sell it on eBay.
Jesus. Really?
Madonna's rep vouches for the unsullied seat demand and disturbingly adds, I don't know if anyone helps her wipe, but there are probably people who would volunteer.
The sanitized toilet isn't the Big M's only request on the road. She also requires 3 Kabbalah candles.
Oh, what a wacko.
Including one that wards off evil spirits, John.
That is one big pile of shit.
A pricey Kabbalah water, whatever that means, dozens of white roses, unsalted edamame. Unsalted edamame.
Wait, what?
Edamame. Unsalted edamame.
Spell that again.
Edamame. 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 A foot spa and yards of white fabric to drape her dressing robe. How about that?
Wow.
So if we ever made it big, would we have those types of demands? Wouldn't that be great?
I mean, what happened to just green M&Ms? You know, what the fuck?
I mean, you really know you've made it big when you could make those types of demands and they're met. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And somebody doesn't say, fuck off.
Yeah, no shit.
All right, next celebrity news. Longoria. You know who I'm talking about, John? Eva?
No.
Longoria?
Eva Longoria.
I had a dream about her. Come on. Eva Longoria begs bosses to axe naked scenes.
Really?
Eva Longoria has begged her bosses on Desperate Housewives to stop making her take baths on the TV show because she hates spending all day naked in the water. The sexy star who plays man-eater Gabriela Solis in the show has grown tired of being forced to strip while her male castmates parade through the set to ogle her naked body.
No doubt, man. You know they're doing it on purpose.
She says, I didn't realize how much lingerie I'd be in and how much time I'd spend in the bathtub.
Why didn't she just fucking ask for more money?
I actually had to go to the director and say, can you please stop putting me in the bathtub? It's a pain in the butt to shoot. You're naked and they just fill it up with bubbles. And basically they put body makeup on so you look beautifully tanned and with flawless skin. And then it just comes off in the water. So you're sitting in this brown water all day.
Oh, God.
There have been times when they do all the tub scenes in one day. So I go out and in comes Ricardo Chavera. I guess that's her husband. Then comes in Jesse Metcalf. That's the one she's having an affair with.
Yeah.
I'm like, guys, can we space out the tub scenes?
You know that brown water, she just probably took a crap in there, you know.
It just points out that it's all based on perspective, John.
Yeah.
All on perspective.
Yeah.
Because other actresses would look at this and say, stop your crying.
Yeah.
You're whining. You're pouting. I would do anything to sit in a goddamn tub all day and be paid $750,000 a show.
Right, right. No shit.
But no. When she's doing the show and she's dating Tony Parker, that Francais, the NBA star, she can complain about stuff, you know?
Fucking bitch.
They could pay me a tenth of her salary, I'll stay in the bathtub all goddamn day.
Yeah.
Well, you must be very proud of yourself.
I don't know if I could do a good as job as her.
So shut up!
I'd give it a shot. Also in celebrity news, John, award-winning actor Mel Gibson.
Really?
Allegedly uttered a barrage of anti-Semitic remarks to sheriff's deputies when he was arrested for investigation of drunk driving, according to a website.
I'm insane with anger! I'm losing my mind!
Now, Mel Gibson, for me, John, has always been one of my favorite actors, starting out with Mad Max.
Yeah.
What a good-looking guy.
Oh, no doubt.
Good-looking young man. Got those steely
Everything
blue eyes.
You, how smart you are.
And the cool thing about Mad Max.
You are. Everything just makes me want you even more.
He's talking to you, man.
Well, thanks, Mel. The cool thing about Mad Max is the dubbing.
They dubbed right. It. There's actually a website that you can go to that has both of them on it.
Oh, I got to check that out.
It's funnier than shit.
Well, I've always wanted to hear the original.
Oh, you can buy it on DVD.
Oh, well, I'll have to do that
the DVD, they have it. It has both on there. It has the dubbed and the original. You flip it over.
Because what happened is they dubbed it and they hired the guys who did Speed Racer for the dubbing.
Are you serious?
Yeah, so you got Pops Racer. is the police sergeant, and Mad Max is
Spritely
like
Jim Jim
is Speed Racer.
Oh,
and
no.
You got the Goose is like Spritel. Yeah, it's the same crew that did the audio.
Oh my god!
Which I always found distracting.
So what did he say? What did he say?
This is from the entertainment site TMZ.com, posted that it said there were four pages from the original arrest report.
And I saw it. There's a PDF out there, yeah. Handwritten by the cop.
Pull that PDF up, because I don't have it.
I can't do it. You want me to do it now?
But you mentioned there may be audio of this.
Yeah, there is.
There is audio of it.
Nobody's heard it yet, except for the cop, because
will it ever be released to the public?
Oh, you know it, man.
That'll be golden.
That cop.
I don't think it'll be as good as Pat O'Brien.
No.
But it'll be sweet when they release that.
Yeah.
So anyway, Gibson, in a lengthy statement Saturday, Gibson apologized for saying despicable things to officers, but did not refer to any specific words he used. So he got arrested for a DUI, and he went off on the cops about the Jews. And I read in other places, I don't have the documentation here, John, but I read elsewhere that he said the Jews are responsible for all the world's problems. And he's, you know, he said the fucking Jews.
Right. And then he asked the cop if he was Jewish.
He went, did he?
Yeah.
See, that's funny. So he went on to say, I acted like a person completely out of control when I was arrested and said things that I do not believe to be true and which are despicable. And I would disagree with this.
He told the cop, I'm going to fuck you.
See, I would disagree with this.
You're going to regret you ever did this to me.
Because what happens when you drink alcohol other than JD? John?
Nothing. I'm just goofing around.
And you're yourself.
Yeah,
right?
Pretty much.
And that's it.
Yeah.
And maybe let's say more, it releases your inhibitions.
Right.
So whatever thoughts you have are amplified.
I let my hair down.
So to speak. Right.
Yeah, right.
Right. So this, I acted like a person completely out of control. Yeah, you were out of control. And said things that I do not believe to be true. Okay. When you're drunk, do you say things you believe not to be true, John?
No.
No. You say things you believe to be true, but you're too afraid to say
normally
when you're sober.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So that's a bunch of crap, Mel Gibson. The arresting officer was just doing his job, and I feel fortunate that I was apprehended before I caused injury to another person. Damn right. You stupid ass.
You stooge.
You could have driven it across like a line, a medium. A medium?
Median.
A median. And came head on into somebody else. Stupid ass.
Well, actually, now Jewish groups have demanded that Mel Gibson be investigated for hate crimes.
Hate crimes?
Yeah, after
What's
the Hollywood
crime?
Star allegedly made anti-Semitic comments to U.S. police officers. When he was stopped
okay,
on suspicion
fuck
of drunk
that.
Driving.
Who's saying that? Go to hell. This is America. It's still First Amendment, freedom yeah. of speech. You can say whatever you want to say.
He just said, fucking Jews. The Jews are responsible for all the wars in
so
the world.
So what are they saying? His DUI is a hate crime? Stupid. That's stupid.
Let's see. Abraham Foxman, the national director for the U.S. Jewish Anti-Defamation League, said, we believe there should be consequences to bigots and bigotry. But I don't know what he didn't really do anything. He just was being a dick.
There can't be any consequences to that unless there's a crime committed.
Yeah.
The guy was driving around drunk and he made some anti-Semitic remarks.
Crime being committed means there must be an injured party.
Right.
And there's nobody being
injured.
And
that shit didn't happen. Now, getting
my feelings got hurt, so you get the chair.
John, you said it was recorded. Was it video or audio?
I don't know. It just said that the cop
recorded. I hope it's video, because get this, man.
Yeah.
He threatened the arresting deputy, and at one point tried to escape.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope it's video. Oh, that'll be funny. Now, what is with this guy? The guy is, when we talk about successful, being a success, what does that mean to be a success? Mel Gibson is a success in the profession that he chose to be in. He's a successful actor, director with Braveheart. Didn't he win the Academy Award with that?
No.
He didn't?
No.
I thought he did.
Oh, Braveheart. I was thinking of The Passion of the Bullshit.
And then he's got The Passion of the Bullshit, which is one of the highest grossing films of all time.
Yeah.
How? I don't think you can measure success even greater than that. One of the most successful people in that profession. What the hell is he getting drunk about and going off on the Jews? What's going on there, Jim?
I don't know.
Now, his dad is one of those guys who didn't think the Holocaust happened, right?
Yeah, right.
He's one of those guys right. That thinks it's made up.
Yeah.
Now, where does that come from? I just don't understand that, John. I do not understand that. Could somebody help me?
I don't know, man. I can't help you.
All right.
I can't help you.
Let's move on to more bright and sunny celebrity news, John.
Yeah?
Tom Cruise.
Oh, great. Tom Cruise.
All right, so Tom Cruise and Katie had this baby. They named it Suri after what? Some goddess that nobody knows about?
Yeah.
And they've certainly been keeping a low profile, John.
Actually, it's like Suri is a form of like alpaca, which is like a camel.
A camel, but yeah. He says it's some sort of goddess of peace or something. Yeah. Some crap that he made up.
Yeah, nobody knows.
This week, holed up in the palatial mountain holiday home, the star has been sending minions out to collect cappuccinos and groceries. And they're talking about Kate Cruz. Last weekend, in a display of wanton excess, Cruz dispatched his same $18 million jet to California to collect crates of diet cherry soda and organic food for Kate Cruz. Rather than risk returning to his Beverly Hills compound, which is watched day and night by paparazzi, with a multi-million-dollar bounty on the first snaps of Suri.
Oh, my God.
But why the cloak and dagger operation, John?
I don't know.
To ensure the firstborn child remains out of sight, John? And why have high-ranking members of the shady Scientology organization, and they spelled the organization wrong, been called in ahead of family and friends? Why, John?
I don't know.
The reason is that the couple have submitted to a Scientology ritual that decrees, get this, John, babies must be cocooned from the outside world in their first months.
Oh, Jesus.
Former Dawson's Creek star Katie's latest meeting with her Scientology instructors was to establish whether, in their opinion, the newborn is ready to be unveiled in the public. Or do you say unveiled?
Unveiled. I say unveiled.
Friends say, now let's talk about the, can you imagine if you're Katie Holmes' parents? I can't imagine that. Your daughter, right in front of your eyes, somebody you've invested your life in, somebody that has unconditional love.
Right.
Gets like brainwashed.
Right.
By Tom Cruise and Scientology, like kidnapped into this cult. Who was that one in the 70s that got into the cult and was shooting up banks and shit? What was her name?
Patty Hearst.
Patty Hearst.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Patty Hearst all over again.
Yeah.
Except it's Katie Holmes, and the parents can do a goddamn thing about it, John.
Yeah. That's fucked up.
Friends
He's
say
a wacko.
That Martin Holmes, the father, and his wife Kathy have a brittle relationship with the notoriously controlling Cruz. They are said to fear that they have been eased out of their daughter's life since she became engaged to the 44-year-old Mission Impossible star within weeks of their meeting 15 months ago.
Wow.
To ease their unease, Cruz's Scientology-inspired edict about Suri's isolation meant that Mr. and Mrs. Holmes would not see the baby a full 2 weeks after she was born. The situation has not been helped for Mr. Holmes' insistence. All right, so he protected his daughter here. He said, okay, if you never get married to my daughter, you whack job. You got to hand over $22 million, all right? So he signed that.
Oh.
So that's cool. Her parents are also known to be worried about Katie's indoctrination in Scientology, which teaches that humans are descended from aliens known as Thetans. And we've covered that before, John.
Yes.
Sources close to the couple claim Suri has already had a Scientology naming ceremony designed to welcome the baby to Earth.
Oh, my God.
During the ceremony, a Scientology minister is said to have told the child, hello, your name is Suri. Does that upset you? Are you a Scientologist now? welcome.
Oh, that's freaky.
Indeed, Tom Sanada quoted a warning to his prospective in-laws just before her birth. He said you can be Catholic and a... Oh, hold on. Let me get into my Tom Cruise.
Wait.
Suck my big fat fucking sausage!
Okay, you can be a Catholic and a Scientologist, and you can be Jewish and a Scientologist. But we're just Scientologists, John. Her parents have, it seems, every reason to feel concerned. And what a nightmare. What a nightmare.
I know.
As a parent, your daughter gets into acting, which is what? It's like a one in a million.
Yeah, it's one in a million, and it's you know.
She can make a living on it, and she's good at it, and... she's getting more work.
And it's got to fuck you up in the head, too, because you're acting. You're not really contributing anything to society. It's not a real job.
Well, you could take the money, the overwhelming amount of money they get, and contribute that to society.
Yeah, you could.
So there is that.
Or Scientology.
But we both have kids, right? Yeah. And if our kids were like a Katie Holmes where they're getting work and they're making a career out of acting.
Yeah.
And they have the ability to support us.
Right.
And then they meet Tom fucking Cruise. Now, at first you'd be like, wow, Tom Cruise, the greatest, one of the greatest movie stars of all time. You'd be psyched about that. And then you got to meet this motherfucker and this Looney Tune.
I'd fucking choke the shit out of him.
Yeah. I don't know. How you'd prevent that, because like they said, she had posters of him on the wall and shit when she was growing up. So
there's nothing you can do. She's going to do what she wants, but right. I would make it clear to that prick. Look, I'm watching you. Anything fucking happens to my daughter, and I will go to my grave knowing that.
But
you're
the
gonna
shit
be
is already
dead.
It's already happening to the daughter. Yeah, obviously, she's brainwashed. Obviously, she's been holed up. He won't let her
law.
Out in public.
That's the law. It's you know, once you get married, you take over responsibility for everything. You know, that person, that relationship, you're responsible for it now. So the family no longer. The mother and the father have no say in anything.
That would drive me goddamn insane.
You don't. Look at the thing with Terry Schiavo. The husband had all the say because that's the way the law is.
Yeah.
The parents have
no
say.
Well, even if it wasn't the way the law is, Tom Cruise has so much goddamn money, it doesn't matter what the law is.
Oh, he could just shuttle her away somewhere, and the parents could be in court forever. But, you know, even if they tried to intervene in the beginning, a person that young is so naive. Oh, no, he would never be a fucking wacko. He's just such a wonderful man. Have you ever seen him on Oprah? And you know that little spider sense starts tingling in your head when
you're
a parent.
Did you see him in Cocktail? He was great.
Yeah. Cocksucktail.
Well, let's talk about Kate Cruz and what she's been going through since...
well, his career is just about done,
meeting
man.
Meeting Tom Cruise. Well, we'll get to that a little bit. Since since her meeting with Cruz...
You got 8 minutes.
Oh, I do?
Okay. Seven.
Since her meeting with Cruz... The Batman Begins... No, I'll slow down, of course. Since her meeting with Cruz, the Batman Begins actress has begun undergoing intensive daily sessions... with Scientology tutors to study the teachings of that whack job, L. Ron Hubbard.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Now, remember, John, during labor, Katie was famously required to Scientology strictures to remain silent so the baby would not be traumatized by Katie's screams. Not only that, she has submitted to a controversial technique known as auditing, in which she is wired up to a machine similar to a lie detector. No, it's not. It's similar to a can on a string called an e-meter, which it is claimed wipes out traces of negativity, John.
Oh, my God.
Then they talk about Cruz. Oh, Christ. Did you know that Cruz, he's been a generous benefactor of the group Scientology? He's risen quickly through its ranks. Gee, I wonder why, John. Probably because he's got unlimited money. He has recently become known as an operating Thetan 7, John. One step below the top rung of the organization. However,
and then when he comes out that he's gay, he's going to off himself like L. Ron Hubbard's son did.
We can only hope, John. We can only hope. However, Katie is said by associates to be exhausted by having to juggle her studies. And these are Scientology studies, John. With her duties as a new mother. But Cruz, according to some reports, wants her to get pregnant again before the end of the year. Oh, my God. I feel so horrible.
You know, one of our MySpace...
For Katie Holmes.
One of our MySpace friends had... He sent me something. I can't remember how long ago it was. But I went to check out... He was saying something. Check out my videos. So I went and checked them out. And one of the videos he did was he tried to get into the Scientology church.
Mm-hmm.
And he couldn't get in. He actually went up the stairs, went to this door, and was going to go in, and him and his buddy chickened out, and they went back outside. So then they go around to the main, across the street, and they're filming, and all of a sudden the security guard comes over and starts harassing them. So they go around to the other side, and they're filming it through a fence, and another security guard from inside the fence comes and asks them what they're doing. "Oh, we're just filming, no problem." So then the security guard gets a camera and starts filming them and taking pictures of them and stuff. And he says, "Well, why are you doing? Why are you taking pictures of us?" And he goes, "Nothing. You're filming us. We're filming you."
That's what the Bush regime does, too.
And they were trying to get a picture of this kid so they can do, whatever.
Retaliate.
Get him on this list, a hit list like we're going to be on probably pretty soon because we're out against Scientology. And he'll be after Penn Jillette because Penn Jillette came out about it and was, I get, what's the name of that guy? Trey Parker. They got a nomination or won an award or something, an Emmy for that very show, the Scientology one with Tom Cruise coming out.
It's goddamn frightening, man. It is frightening.
He's a fucking sicko.
Well, get this. According to U.S. cult expert.
Allegedly.
Cult expert here, Rick Ross. Cult expert. That's the key words there, John. Cult. Scientology is the reason behind Cruz's reluctance to present baby Suri to the public. There's even like conspiracy theories that there is no baby Suri.
Yeah. Because she hasn't been seen.
Hubbard believed children should be surrounded by a calm environment. Scientologists believe if you experience something negative, a trauma or an illness, and at the same time hear a noise, every time you hear that noise in the future, you will recall the traumatic event.
You know, Marty said to me, "You ever read Dianetics?" I said, "Yeah, a long time ago." He goes, "You know, there's some cool, good stuff in there." Like, you gotta be fucking crazy, man. Get out of my face with that. What a nut job.
You know what's going to happen? I have a prediction. What? Marty is going to have some sort of revelation. Some sort of wacky idea, right?
Yeah.
And he's going to write a book about it, and he's going to be the next L. Ron Hubbard. I predict.
Marty Hubbard.
Now, getting back to the Tom Cruise and his career, how it's going nowhere, and it's going to go downhill from here. What happened is, I don't know if you heard, but in Chicago, they gave an award to Steven Spielberg.
Yeah.
And guess who showed up? A surprise.
Oh, yeah, Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise showed up on site to say some words about Steven Spielberg. Like Harrison Ford sent in a video clip and some other people sent in video clips. But Tom Cruise showed up on site and surprised Steven Spielberg.
Because he's trying to regain his fucking foothold in Hollywood.
Career. Because what he did is he pissed off Steven Spielberg. Have you heard this story?
No.
As many folks in Hollywood and elsewhere know, there's a rift between Spielberg and Cruise that arose last year during their collaboration on War of the Worlds.
Oh.
This was in part because Spielberg felt that Cruise's off-screen antics dinged the film's grosses. Or do you say dinged? And there was another issue, as reported in the Week New Yorker. It seems that, get this, John, this makes me goddamn nauseous. It seems that after Spielberg, in a conversation with Cruise present, praised a psychiatrist who had helped a family member. So Spielberg, in an interview or whatever, said he gave praise to a psychiatrist that helped somebody in his family with Cruise present. Representatives from the psychiatrist-loathing Church of Scientology staged a protest at this specific doctor's office.
Oh, what the fuck?
So Spielberg's in an interview. They're talking. He says, "Oh, yeah, this guy is great. He helped somebody in my family." Cruise sends out his goons to the doctor's office.
Cruz is over.
To protest.
He's done.
Although Cruz has said, and to have assured Spielberg that he was not behind the incident, it infuriated the director. It pissed me off too, John. That's what it means. Piss me off. And perhaps more important, Kate Capshaw, also known as the proper Mrs. Spielberg. For a time, it seems the Spielbergs waited in vain for the star to explain exactly how those protesters happened to appear at the doctor's office and know where it was.
How did they know?
Right. How did they know? Because Cruz gave it up.
He's a fucking...
He's a mental patient. Mental.
Dickweed.
Now, as a director, as somebody who budgets a film, you would say, okay, Tom Cruise, he's got box office draw. Even though he kind of slipped with Mission Impossible 3. Now, is that because he's a fucking whack job and people are starting to understand
it? Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Okay, so you got strike one. There's strike one. Strike two, if I do bring him on set, he's going to bring fucking Scientology pens and put them up all over the place. I'm going to have to hear about that 24/7 about L. Ron Hubbard.
Distract from the
and
film.
And then bullshit. And number three, I think he's a fag. How about that? Yeah. I think he's queer. So no, I'm not going to hire him. So how often is that happening in Hollywood right now, John? How often?
And I'm really bummed out, too, because I used to like him a lot. Just like with Mel Gibson. What happened? What happened that
what
made
happens
him snap?
To these people? And, you know, there's Lindsay Lohan.
Tom Cruise, come back.
I didn't,
come back.
I didn't print the story out, but Lindsay Lohan, one of her, somebody who invests in her films, wrote her a letter.
Yeah, wrote her a letter. Get
and
your
said,
shit
get
together.
Get your shit together.
Stop partying. Quit crying.
That's
the
it.
Heat. The heat is making me. These fucking baby ass actors.
And I don't understand.
I don't
want to
see
all.
Any more movies except for Christian Bale. He's my hero now.
Yeah.
After watching The Machinist, man.
Hey, you're going to loan that to me,
yeah,
right? Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Give that to me before I leave.
No doubt.
But Lindsay Lohan, and if anybody in Lindsay Lohan's entourage is listening, just hire John and Scott. We'll take care of you. We'll make sure that you show up on time and that you're fucking sober, okay?
We're only going to take 150 each, 150,000.
You can miss a goddamn party every now and then. This woman has talent, and she can have a long career, but what I fear, John...
150,000 each per movie.
Is she's going to turn into Elizabeth Taylor.
Yeah.
That's what I fear.
She's already there.
Like when she's 22, she's
going to
turn
there.
Into Elizabeth
she's
Taylor.
She's already there, man. She's toast. She's done.
Get your
she's
shit
over.
Together. Excuse
what
me.
The fuck was that? We got to go, man.
All right, man.
We got to go to part three. All right, so just check us out in a few.
That was part two. Now stay tuned for...
Part three. Part three.
Just one last click away.
At Total Talk Nonsense with Sean and Scott.